You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Last night, phones started blowing up. Little family thread of texts. First one came in from my sister with some pictures attached to it. She says, "Hey guys, I'm trying to figure out what these guys are. Wondering if they're poisonous. There's a few of them down in our window well. They almost look like something right out of a pet shop." And the pictures weren't real good, a little blurry, some weird angles, some weird lighting. And we're looking at it, kind of squinting and turning the phone back and forth. I'm like, that's a weird looking snake. And yeah, I've never seen anything like that. And then a couple more pictures came in. And I was like, that's not a snake face. And what? They have legs. There's legs. These are like little lizards running around in her window well. And so we started, you know, Googling lizards in Colorado and, you know what these things could be, trying to match up spots and pictures and all that. And I think we've narrowed it down to salamanders, which okay. I had no idea that they are pretty darn prevalent here in Colorado. So then the next question was, are these things poisonous? Can we reach down in there and grab them and scoop them out? And they're pretty big. And it turns out that salamanders are poisonous. All species, it says, they secrete toxins from their skin, which can be poisonous. So we're like, don't get down in there. Don't reach in there, because who knows what could happen if you touch their skin. And then it just went back and forth over, what do you do when you find a bunch of salamanders in your window well? And she's like, should I save them? I mean, we all have been there where we scoop out bunnies, you know, from the window wells. What do you do with these weird little lizards? You don't want them in the house. Let them be?
Just let them be. They're not hurting anything. What they'll do is they'll eat all the bugs and everything outside.
I don't know. Like, they climb walls and they're really gross. Yeah. They're going to end up in the house.
No, they won't. They won't come in the house. We've got lizards all over our property. They're different. They're not salamanders, but they're just little lizards. They're very cool. Some of them look like little dinosaurs because they puff out their...
Yeah. The underneath the bottom. It's like my mother-in-law.
Let them go.
They're poisonous. They're poisonous. And they got the dogs out there and everything.
They're not going to hurt you.
So the word is that they live from 3 to 55 years.
Oh.
So they could be down in that window well for quite a while. And you know, a lot of jokes going back and forth on what we could do with them. I think the Traeger was mentioned a few times.
Oh, my God.
Get a shovel.
Don't fear the salamander. They're fine.
I said to scoop them up and try to just take them down to the little lake down by our house and let them go. I wouldn't want those in my house. That's gross.
They won't go in your house. Yeah. They don't want to be in your house. There's no food supply in there. They want to be outside.
There's a fridge in there. Salamanders love fridges.
They'll eat your bugs.
Did you know, though, that they are Colorado State amphibian? I had no idea.
I did not know that.
After further research, me either. It's the tiger salamander, and sure enough, the images that I'm pulling up are like, oh my gosh, that's what they are. So,
how many other amphibians do we have?
I don't know. I had no idea that this was a thing. So, I feel kind of special knowing this is just down the road for me at my sister's house. We might have to take Reed down there. He's such a bug and animal guy that
Go let him.
Might have to check these little guys out.
Let him Jones on
those.
It's
kind of cool,
bit.
Though. You know,
that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So that was our. A fun little night, little text thread.
We went on, instead of a Friday date night, we did Thursday because Gretchen's leaving town for a day or two. And so we went to one of our favorite spots and sat out on the patio where they had some music playing. And I had dropped her off and went and parked the car. And when I came back, she was sitting there with a tasty adult beverage in front of her. And something came up about the music. She said, well, the manager of this place is apparently really, really proud of this music. Like, when she got there to get seated, he was like, you like this 80s playlist I put together? You like this? He was like really pimping his 80s playlist. But what I discovered when we sat out there, because we were there for, I don't know, hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half, it was all, if you could hand pick all of the worst 80s songs, because some 80s music was really interesting and really good. It was all of the cheesiest, like, bubblegum pop 80s music.
You should have got up and left.
Well, I started asking our server about it. And she goes, do you want me to have him change? I says, and Gretchen's like, no, because he was so proud of all the work. He probably spent hours putting that playlist together. But it... It made me think about people and their musical taste, because this was all obviously the manager's personal taste. Mm-hmm. And he came by our table at one point to ask how everything was, and I kept my mouth shut. And
you guys enjoying the Cyndi Lauper?
It was worse than Cyndi. Cyndi Lauper's bad enough. It was all worse than that.
Oh, no.
And
Lionel Richie?
The thing is, I'm hesitant to rattle off names because we have people listening who will say, that's my favorite song.
I love Rick Astley.
If you just take all of the worst of the 80s, that's what we had an hour and 20 minutes of. And it made me realize that some people truly just have really bad taste in music. Mm-hmm. And I know it's you know, subjective.
Sure.
I get that. But it's almost impossible to, like, we heard 15 songs probably while we were there. It's almost impossible to go 0 for 15,
mm-hmm.
right? You'd think that occasionally you get one that's actually pretty good or decent.
Yeah.
But it was
all
one
of them bad.
Horrible.
Well, you're probably a little tainted, though, because you were an 80s radio guy, right? Playing all this stuff. So your opinion is a little skewed.
A lot of it was too cheesy for us to play.
A little skewed.
A little bit. But, I mean, you know, give me one, like, good Duran Duran song,
oh,
you know,
yes.
like Save a Prayer or something
yes.
like that, right? But no, it was all like Break My Stride and that other garbage.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Yeah,
I'm surprised your wife knew all these 80s songs. Wasn't she like six?